Hold your papers up high. Forget all your worries. We're troubled poets can't die. They're the meat of the story.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. My name is Steph, and it's the beginning of the month, and that means it's time for another episode of Hush. But first, exciting news for the Shire's audio drama team. Thanks to a grant from the St. Croix Valley Foundation, the season finale, Episode 9, will be performed and recorded live at the Phipps on Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This is a performance you won't want to miss. Today, Baby Steps, Episode 8 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Andy and her friends are determined to save Gracie and use a party as a cover to launch their plan. This special episode features the music of two local bands, Colin Campbell and the Shackletons, and Mr. Wes. I hope you enjoy.
Thanks to Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery for the caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, donuts, and pastries they donated to the Hush audio drama team. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery, where there is no taste like homemade. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery can be found on Facebook or at 117 Churchill Street West in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported in part by Huntington Learning Center. Huntington tailors each tutoring program to fit the unique needs, academic goals, and schedules of their students. Study resources can be found on HuntingtonHelps.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported by the Water Street Inn. Modern amenities blend with historic details in Stillwater, Minnesota's only waterfront hotel. The Water Street Inn offers river views, Victorian suites, queen-size beds, double whirlpool baths, and gas fireplaces. Period furnishings and an original tin ceiling reflect the ambiance of yesteryear. While in Charlie's restaurant, chefs prepare a wide menu, and in Charlie's pub, live music plays every weekend. Located in the heart of Stillwater's historic district, the Water Street Inn is near shops, wine bars, and restaurants. Online, Water Street Inn can be found at waterstreetinn.us.
Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by Valley Bookseller, Stillwater's very own independent bookstore, offers everything book-related. Located on North Main Street, Valley Bookseller displays a wide range of titles and genres and offers many monthly literary opportunities, including Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour, Writers on Writing, book clubs and book club discounts, author visits, and book signings. Digital audiobooks are also available, as well as the option to buy titles online at valleybookseller.com. Valley Bookseller. Great books, great people. ValleyBookseller.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is an original production of The Shire. Connect into creative writing classes, writing clubs, and other opportunities at theshireonline.com. To sign up for Hush updates, become a Hush ambassador for your school, or to find out more information, email Steph at theshireonline.com.
Vega, we've been climbing up this mountain for hours now. Can't we take a break?
No, can't stop. Not till we find that Engelman spruce.
The sun's coming up. Vega!
Shut up! The camera shows Gayabi's box in the nest at the top of the tree line. Get it, then rest.
Look, if the rumors are true and the box is protected by a giant eagle, we're going to be running, not resting.
We'll be fine. Almost there. We've entered the Subalpine ecosystem.
How do you know this stuff?
I do my research.
Wait, is that it? Dang, that trunk is huge. That tree must be ancient.
Over 1,000 years old.
I am actually impressed.
Then get going and grab the box. That nest is enormous. It has to be there. Careful, Marcel.
Aw, you're concerned about me? Touched. I'll be fine, but ouch, climbing a pine tree.
It's a spruce. Get up there. The eagle may be back at any moment.
Ouch!
Hurry!
Cool! The box is wrapped in white buffalo fur.
Marcel!
But it's so soft!
Get down here!
Ah! Here comes the eagle!
Let's go! Run!
Quick! Run!
Welcome, dear listener, to this month's installment of Hush. We left Andromeda and her friends struggling to agree on how to find Gracie, Rachel's missing little sister, in the attempt to prove her worth, Andromeda brings Zach, Ben, and Rachel to the caves, and they travel through the portal to another world called Tulva. On the way back, Rachel admits that she might just believe Andromeda now. And better yet, she might have a plan to help them find Gracie. Meanwhile, things become more dangerous than ever as Vega and Marcel progress in their mission of destroying more worlds. Silence makes another appearance, this time in the mind of Vega. What he wants with her is unclear, along with how he is able to communicate with her. But that is a question for another time. For now, dear listener, we visit Andromeda and Rachel as they attempt to set up a conference call with Zach and Ben.
That's Mr. West playing their new hit single, The Wicked Witch. We've still got half the coffee break to go, so stick around for 4 a.m. by Colin Campbell and the Shackletons here on WXYZ.
Are you sure this will work?
Ow! Sit on your own bed!
Let me hold
that. Stop it! I'll put on speakerphone, okay?
It's my phone!
Yellow?
Give me that! Zach! Can you hear us? We're on speakerphone!
Andy, call Ben, too.
Hello?
Cool, it worked.
So what's going on?
Rachel has an idea.
A friend of mine is throwing a party.
So?
So, it's the perfect way to get out of the house with the permission from the parental unit.
Rachel, that's actually brilliant.
I know.
So who's the friend?
Are you talking about Charlotte Devine's party?
The one and only.
Great, we go to the party and use it as our alibi to go to the caves.
And on our way, we stop by Andy's
what?
House. The people who took Gracie will be dangerous. The attic will have weapons. We could just skeeter on in there and then skeeter on out.
What?
No one would notice if we skeetered.
What the heck is a skeeter?
Fine, but we have to make sure no one sees us. What time is your friend's party, Rachel?
7.
Curfew doesn't start until 9. We should be able to get to the caves before then.
I'm not sure my parents will let me go.
Then sneak out.
No, I'd get in so much trouble.
Not if they don't find out.
I understand if it's too risky.
No, I want to come. I'll figure it out.
It's okay, Zach. Knowing my parents, they'll probably have to jump out my window.
That sounds dangerous, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
His bedroom's on the first floor.
Ha!
Way to wreck my cred, dude.
Okay, so we'll meet at Charlotte's house at 7. Call if anything changes.
Oh, my dad's here.
Bye, Zach?
Okay, bye, Ben.
What? Are you hanging up?
Oops. You're such a jerk, Rachel.
Sue me.
Need to ask Deborah if we can go.
Let me handle that. Hey, Mom. Can Andy and me go to a party?
What?
There's a party at Charlotte's house.
A party? Well, it would certainly help boost morale, cheer you kids up. Her parents will be home.
Charlotte's parents are never home. You know this, Mom.
Will any of her neighbors be there?
Kid ones, probably.
Will there be any adult supervision at all?
Probably not.
This isn't the best way to get your mom to agree.
Shut it. I know what I'm doing.
Well, that settles it. Do you need to bring any snacks, drinks, movies?
You're letting us go?
Of course! It wouldn't be fair of me to go myself and not let you two go.
What?
You think I'd let you out of my sight when Gracie has been kidnapped? I bet that's the police again.
Okay, great. Great, Rachel, just great! Now your mom will be breathing down our neck.
Calm down.
You could have told her not to come.
Look, this way, she'll be too busy watching everyone else to notice we're gone. We'll just have to distract her long enough to escape.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Tulva needs to be destroyed, ASAP. Why is it taking so long to figure out how to break this stupid box? Yes, this is it. The next note. Marcel, you rock. Let's see, that's an F sharp. Write that down. Oh, right. Vega's not here. Where's my pencil? It's probably buried in all this sand somewhere.
Marcel?
Oh, Vega. Do you have a pencil? And aren't you supposed to be watching that kid?
Oh, he's driving me insane.
I don't envy you. But really, pencil, before I forget this note.
It's right behind your ear.
Oh, whoops.
Are you almost done? I swear, if I have to spend any longer with that girl...
I mean, we could just kill her. Then we wouldn't have to deal with her.
Marcel, she is a child.
We've killed lots of children, you know? Boom, boom!
Stop. We're gonna have to babysit her tonight. Violet left sensitive information in the attic at her house.
If it's so important, why didn't she bring it before?
She said she hid it, but since I met Andy and those other kids in the attic, she got worried.
Oh, hey, boss.
Marcel, how far are you?
Violet, who's with Gracie?
She's watching The Hobbit on Netflix.
What's Netflix?
Never mind.
How come me and Vega always have to deal with her?
Gracie thinks I'm kidnapped too, remember?
Oh, it's so stupid.
You spend too much time complaining. No wonder you're so slow.
For your information, I've only got 2 or 3 notes to go.
And how long will that take?
No idea.
Fine. We'll let you work.
Do I have to watch her?
Unless you want her to run off home and tell everyone about us, then yes.
Okay. Good luck, Marcel.
Huh. I don't need luck.
Vega, we need to talk.
There are so many people at this party. I didn't know Charlotte was so popular.
Ben!
And there's Zach.
Miss Deborah.
Ben. Hello, Zach. It's nice to see you here.
Yeah. You too?
Ben, look cooler. Andy, stop standing like that.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Which one of these people is Charlotte?
Oh, I forgot. You haven't met her yet.
Charlotte is pretty famous around town. She's on the same crazy, interestingness level as your grandma.
There's only one thing that needs to be said. Glitter.
Glitter?
So much glitter.
Well, I think that's my cue to check out on the other kids. Have fun, sweeties. I'll be watching.
Now what do? Now we have fun. As soon as my mom is distracted, we'll meet by the snack bar. It's right by the back door, and it's crowded.
Perfect. It'll give us cover.
What do you need cover for?
Ah! Oh, hi, Charlotte.
Rachel, I'm so glad you could come. I missed you.
Hi, Char.
And... you must be Andromeda?
Hi, I prefer Andy.
Really? A pity. Andromeda's associated with the stars, you know.
Well, I prefer to be associated with chocolate.
Yes, Andy's mints for the win.
Hey, it's Chris. Chris, wait up!
Chris, wait. He owes me $5.
See you later! Zach, Ben! Fine. You know, I think you're lucky, Andy.
Why is that?
Lucky?
The star birthmark on your neck is beautiful, and your name is so unique.
Thanks.
Hey, Rachel, I have some beads that have been drying on my balcony. I think putting some in your hair might help brighten your aura.
I guess.
Wonderful. I do hope we'll be friends, Andy. You seem ever so interesting.
Yeah, like an experiment at a science fair.
Come along, Rachel.
Wait! I don't know anyone here.
Vega.
What do you want?
You're becoming much more emotional lately.
What?
It's unacceptable. Do you know why I saved you?
You felt bad?
You were smart, level-headed, and most of all, cold. Your culture's disapproval of softness made you strong and a viable resource. If you lose those qualities, you're worthless to me.
Oh, you're talking about Gracie. I mean, that kid.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to kill a kid. Is that so wrong?
Please. What about her is so different?
I've destroyed worlds, not killed people.
I'd say same difference, but I think I'm beginning to catch on. It's too personal, isn't it? You've never watched someone stop breathing, not because of you.
Please, stop.
Sometimes I forget how innocent you actually are. Remember why we're doing this, Vega. We'll find out who destroyed your world.
I know.
Honor Lumi. Be stronger than your distaste for death.
Andy's your granddaughter, isn't she?
You were supposed to watch her, not talk to her.
I know, but she has a star on her neck.
Never speak of that again.
She is a candidate. She should compete in the trial.
I told you not to speak of it. I need to get back to Gracie before she realizes I'm gone. Oh, dear.
Ignore him. He's easily annoyed.
Tulva needs to be destroyed immediately. There's not enough time to move Gracie there, but I want her moved to Gayabi.
But we can't.
Vega.
Okay.
I wish it didn't have to be like this. Poor little Gracie Gerber.
Hey, what's up?
I'm worried about you.
You are? Why?
Well, this is the
the first time I've seen you since Gracie went missing. Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine.
You don't have to pretend, Rachel.
Who says I'm pretending? I'm scared.
Oh, no. It's okay. It'll be okay.
What if we never find her?
Well, the police know what they're doing, don't they? That's what they're here
for. The police don't have a clue what's really going on.
I don't understand. Rachel, if you know something more, you have to tell someone.
No, I can't. I lost Gracie. I have to find her myself.
It's not your fault.
Whatever. I'm going back inside.
Well, Rachel.
Yeah?
Gracie will be okay. Don't worry. The police will find her.
No, they won't. But I will. That's a promise.
Here we are, the Edelin Caves.
Violet, why didn't we just do this in Mairie?
I think Gracie might have noticed a fairly large explosion. She thinks I've been kidnapped, remember?
Whatever. Are you ready to destroy Tulva?
Yes, hurry. I don't want to be seen here.
That's right. Your town is out there, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure the police are still guarding the caves, so be careful. I can't be caught.
You've got a lot of secrets, Violet. One day you're gonna screw up.
Is that a threat? Quickly, the song. Play it softly, though.
Okay. Here we go. Just good? I haven't gotten any appreciation around here.
It's done. One step closer to accomplishing the goal. Baby steps. I'm going to the attic.
I succumbed to my own Socratic methods. I've become so shattered.
No one should be alone at a party.
Thanks for coming back.
Ah, no problem. I just had to get my $5 back. I should have known Rachel would ditch you.
I don't understand how they're friends.
I know what you mean.
Rachel's default setting is rude, and Charlotte is so kind.
Look at them. Is Charlotte putting beads in Rachel's hair? She would never let me do that.
Yeah, Rachel hates you.
Point taken.
Oh, there you are.
Good, Zach. I'm getting nervous. I don't know how we'll get out. Deborah's been circling the crowd for almost an hour.
Andromeda.
What?
Huh?
Not you.
Oh, here, pretend like you're talking to us if you need to. We'll cover you.
We will? Why?
Because that's what friends do, Zach.
Andromeda, listen. Things have grown more urgent.
What do you want? Is this about Gracie?
Is she talking to the voice?
Another world has been destroyed.
What? Was Gracie there?
No, but Tulva has been eliminated.
No, oh no, no!
Zach, pretend you're listening to Andy's story. Act like she's talking to you.
You should hurry. I believe they intend to destroy another world soon.
I don't have time to deal with this.
Andy, Charlotte is looking at you weirdly.
Who are these people?
Hey, I think she's coming over here. Andy, stop doing your freaky mind talk thing.
It's Vega, isn't it? Who is she taking orders from? Or is she the one giving the orders? Who else is there?
Andy?
You may wish to accelerate your plans. They've moved her to Gayabi.
Are they going to kill Gracie?
Andy?
Charlotte! Charlotte!
We tried to warn you.
Something strange just happened.
Okay, I don't really think I can talk right now. I'm kind of busy.
But I...
Maybe later, okay?
Andy, this is important. Your aura...
I can't talk right now.
Guys, I think my mom is following me.
I was wondering where you went, Rachel.
Mom, stop talking to me! I'm sorry. I meant, would you go downstairs and check in on the movie people?
Sure, honey.
Excuse me, Mrs. Gerber. Ben, Zach, come on. Move! Into the kitchen!
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Hey, what's my drink?
Sorry.
Come on, Zach, hurry!
Are you okay? After what Charlotte said, I mean. She was talking about silence, right?
Later. This is your opportunity to get out.
Oh.
Now?
Here, go outside and wait for us down the street.
Guys, quick, it's time to go.
You ditched your mom?
Obviously. Mom went downstairs.
Okay, let's move out.
You're going somewhere?
Oh, Charlotte. I'm sorry, but I meant to find you. Thank you. It's been lovely.
Rachel, are you going too?
Let's bring Charlotte.
What?
Absolutely not.
Why not? She knows stuff that could help us.
It's okay, Rachel. I can't leave my own party.
Please don't tell my mom we're gone.
I don't like lying. Although, technically, I don't know where you're going. I'll try to make sure she doesn't see you leave.
Thanks. Okay, let's go.
Another job well done, if I do say so myself. Ready to head back, Violet?
Not quite yet. Tulva is destroyed, but I still need to run a quick errand.
Oh, right. The stuff in your attic. Isn't there a cop outside the caves, though? How are you going to get out?
I have my ways.
This granddaughter of yours. Who is she?
I have no intention of telling you anything about her. It's a mistake you ever learned she existed.
Okay, jeez. Protective much?
You have no idea.
Come on! Up to the attic, now!
Ugh, gross. The peaches are still here.
Oh, nasty!
They look like raisins.
Zach, focus.
All right, what do we need?
Here we go.
Ah!
Crossbow!
Be careful, Zach!
No arrows. Guess I'll have to stick with the slingshot.
Don't break another window.
Ha ha!
I'll take the crossbow. I can figure out arrows.
What a poor unfortunate flute.
What?
It's broken, see?
Ouch. Looks like it's been snapped in half.
Do we need a broken flute to find Gracie?
Sorry.
Mm.
Whoa, this looks important.
What is
it? Come check it out. It's a binder.
Let me see.
Oh, dust.
This looks like a map.
What are those red X's for?
Lumi. That's the only red X name I can make out.
Hang on a second. Andy, that one over there. No, that one. It's labeled Tuva.
What? Give me that. Tuva. And there's soda.
What, like Minnesota?
No, the other world I was in before, the war zone.
Andy, your grandma must know about this.
No.
Yeah.
She has a map of worlds in her attic.
Guys, she would have told me, right?
This could be really useful for us, though.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Guys, look, this is Vega.
What?
Why is Vega in the same binder as stuff about these different worlds? Hey, Zach, give that back.
Come on,
guys. Probably a different Vega. Our Vega doesn't
Zach,
have anything to do
up.
With the portal
Zach.
Or anything. She's normal.
Our Vega?
Shut up!
Look, we can talk about this girl later, but can we please go to the caves now? I want to find Gracie.
You're right. We've been here too long. Weapon! I need a weapon!
Take this frying pan.
No thanks. I'll go with the switchblade.
Oh my gosh, it's a Kopesh!
What the heck is a Kopesh? Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
Backward came
Andy,
from.
Why the heck does your grandma have a sword?
It's a Kopesh.
Ben? Be careful.
Well, all right. I got what I need. We're ready. Let's go.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Ben, give me that broken flute.
What?
This has my mother's name on it.
Your mom played the flute?
I'm taking this with.
Okay, sentimental moment over. Let's leave.
We'll come back for the binder.
Are we really doing this?
We're really doing this.
I can't believe I'm really doing this.
Okay, let's do this.
Time is ticking down for our four friends, dear listener. Worlds are being destroyed at an accelerated rate, and Violet has moved Gracie to Gayabi, up next on the destruction list. Marcel and Vega's success in stealing Gayabi's box from the Eagle brings them that much closer to their goal. Fortunately, Rachel's plan to help her and the friends escape Deborah's watchful eye appears to be succeeding, but the foursome has put very little thought into their next steps other than securing weapons. Andy has left the binder Violet is so intent to secure. Is this a mistake? Join us next time to find out.
This is Stephanie Atkins, executive producer of Hashtag Hush Podcast. You've been listening to Episode 8, Baby Steps, an original production written, performed, and produced by students in the St. Croix Valley. A big shout-out to Colin Campbell and the Shackletons for sharing their music to underscore this episode. The songs All the Goth Bands, Vapor Eyes, and 4AM come from their EP, The Horizon Lines, and can be downloaded on iTunes. We'd also like to thank Mr. West for allowing us to play the Wicked Witch on Rachel's Radio. Both Mr. West and Colin Campbell and the Shackletons can be found on Facebook. Hush is a production of The Shire underneath its nonprofit umbrella story arc. For more information, email me, Steph, at theshireonline.com.
Ready to go, Stu?
I sure am, Trainer Terry. Come on, Beef. I can't believe I'm going to be working for Trainer Terry. Beef, isn't that exciting?
You ready to head on out to Menominee?
Menominee? Oh, boy. Beef, did you hear that? Menominee.
Na 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 na.
Menominee.
Na 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 na.
Menominee.
Na 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 na. I'm gonna like working with you, Stu. You too, Beef. Ready to become a police dog? Come on, guys. Let's go.
Next up on WXYZ, our favorite canine expert. It's Happy Hounds with Trainer Terry. Obedience tips for a self-actualized dog.
It's Trainer Terry here with Happy Hounds. Today's learning moment, how to handle the loss of a pet. It's never easy to lose a pet that has been a part of and brought such joy to our lives. We all handle these situations differently. I lost one of my dogs last year. It was pretty tough on me and the other dogs. We still haven't filled in the gap with a new addition because I really want to make sure I'm ready for a commitment of that many years again. I also want to make sure I'm getting a new pet for the right reasons, not just to fill the void that was left by the loss. We'll never truly replace the one we've lost, so that's why I've been patient in deciding the best course of action. Puppy or adult? Rescue or breeder? I'm not sure I'm ready to tackle the energy of a puppy and the housebreaking and chewing on everything in sight. Or the added cost of food and veterinary bills, especially if medical issues arise. And then there is the training. Even though this is what I do, there's a substantial commitment to having a well-trained dog, even when you're Trainer Terry. I know when the time is right, the right one will come wagging into our lives. This is Trainer Terry, your source of obedience tips for the self-actualized dog. Next time on Happy Hounds, pet manners at the park.
This is Steph. I hope you've enjoyed Baby Steps, Episode 8 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Listen to previous Hush episodes by subscribing to Hashtag Hush Podcast on all the podcast directories. We're glad you joined us today on Voices in the Valley. To keep up to date with our interviews, music, and stories, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, or find each episode categorized by subject online at voicesinthevalley.us. Next week on Voices in the Valley, sweet tweets when Brandon Lamb from Candyland joins us for the entrepreneurial spirit and filmmaker Tristan James Jensen settles in for a discussion on his movie, The Unearthing.
Life was simpler back in the day. The pace was slower, and the food more genuine somehow. It's still that way at Wayback Burgers. We use only fresh, authentic ingredients. Our delicious, juicy burgers are made to order and cooked to perfection, and our thick, creamy milkshakes are hand-dipped with real ice cream, the old-fashioned way. With Wayback's relaxing atmosphere and great food, things are as they were, only better. Taste freshness, America. Wayback Burgers.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
We've been family-owned since 1922, and we still believe that it all starts with you.
Find your bonus tag at Stillwater Motors. Hurry in and save up to $11,000 on new 2017 Chevy 1500 Silverado Crew Cabs. Find new roads with your next vehicle from Stillwater Motors. Redunds family owned since 1922. Call 651-HEY-CHEV or go to stillwatermotors.com.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.